All right, so the first 5 minutes of the sermon that wasn't recorded was just awesome, Pastor Young. Okay. So we know that it is God's will to work the clay in whatever manner he wants to, right? But it says in Lamentations 4:2, and I'll just reiterate officially for the record, I'm actually flipping pages. That the precious sons of Zion were also worth their weight in gold. Alas, but now they are treated like broken clay pots. Here is just a very sad and profound event in the history of the Hebrews, God's people, where we were just told, does not God have the right to turn the wheel, to make of it what he wants, to find the spots that have the problems, rework it. But you know what? Sometimes we get to a point, and here they are. It's broken. We have just the shards left. What happens when this is what our life looks like? What happens when this is what it looks like? We know that in Jeremiah, it was said that God can cancel the good that is promised if a nation continues in what displeases God. And we read that in Jeremiah 19:10. We know that a promise can be broken. But here's the issue. Being broken also fits God's purpose as well. It is the option when there is no more reworking of the clay. Judgment fits into God's plan because on earth, especially as we read it for the exile into Babylon, it is temporary, and that God's grace still persists throughout. We know that there are warnings, 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 and finally God did it. But we also know that from Scripture, God said within 70 years he would mend all that, bring everything back. And indeed, with Zerubbabel and with Nehemiah, God undid that. So judgment fits into God's plan because on earth it is temporary, leads to repentance, maybe, and results in a greater good. But here's the thing too. Judgment also fits into God's plan because God does prepare for destruction objects of his wrath. So it can go two ways. But I'm here to state that with brokenness can also be grace to those who are objects of mercy, being prepared for glory. If we turn to Romans 9:23, I'll clean this later, by the way. It's not glass, so it's not like detrimental. These are shards. And if you have any kind of a skin issue like Job, you can borrow one and scrape it, I guess. 9:23. And what if he is willing to make known the wealth of his glory on the objects of mercy that he has prepared beforehand for glory? So we're going to go back to that first idea of, and I'm going to now state that it doesn't really apply, but the thought that life and creation is like God playing chess, or that we are just merely pawns being moved about. You know, it's much more than that, because there's an element not of just God working a plan and God moving this and God moving that, but what fills that board and what fills our life is also love. God's love. You know, just to continue with the metaphor, it's like, let's say you do actually play chess. But it's more than that, because there's color on the board or in the room, and there could also be even music in the room, and that would be a music of grace and of love. We read, going back to the original Lamentations 4:2, that those sons of Zion whose weight was worth in gold, there is a sense that they are now like the pieces of clay on the ground here, that they're just broken. And I thought about it, and I don't think there's any error in stating that on the other hand, those pieces of clay that are broken on the ground, they are still yet worth their weight in gold. So God's world is more than moving pieces on a chessboard. It's actually a wheel that turns. And with every turn, it is touched by the hand of God. So we don't have pieces on a board that just shuttle back and forth in a confined area. What we have, though, is God working the clay as it turns in his hands. And the next step really hinges upon our outlook and our faith. We might be like this, or we might be worked right now. But there's a dichotomy, and the question is, are we being prepared for glory, or, because this is the dichotomy, are we objects of wrath? This next part is not so much about what God has preordained. I know that is at work, but this next part is about our attitude about that dichotomy. Because here, our lives and the end result of our lives hinges on our faith. Do we believe we are objects destined for glory or other? Some people actually believe God doesn't love me, and they go down a certain path, and prayerfully somebody will be praying in their life and turn that around. But that's not what I want to talk about right now, and that's a whole different subject. What I want to talk about is, for us who believe, for us who have been touched by God, for us who know God, for us who have experienced God, and for us who've been through so much, there's a lot of reason why we might feel like the pieces of clay on the ground. But we have to ask, what is God's intention? And what do we believe God's intention for us? Even if our lives exhibit that reworking, and sometimes it's so hard because the hands of the potter are so strong and it molds us, and our life feels so difficult. Or maybe we do feel like it's totally shattered. How does our faith cause us to respond? This is my belief. As God turns the clay, just like the potter can feel the fault that is in the pot, with every revolution of that pot, I believe God feels the faith of our heart. He feels it. He feels it. He feels it and he works it. And I know that as he feels that faith and the clay is soft and he's working it for a greater purpose, that's what I trust. And that's what I want to share with us today. Because as a group, we've physically been many places. We've known many people. But ultimately, we cannot look at our circumstances. You know, while the wheel is spinning, while the wheel is turning, the question for us is, does God feel heartbeat of faith in the clay? I think, and this is what God is also asking me, I feel. You know, there might be some of those hard spots in our heart. And I'm not saying it has anything to do with this, although we know that the Bible does say that if you continue to do what displeases God, then God has every right to cancel those promises. So what I want to do is affirm as a body the faith that we have in the ever-living God. Last week I talked about how the object of our faith is Jesus, but for those who had faith, the people of old, because they didn't know Jesus, their faith was about how they treated God and how they believed God would work in their lives and the value that they had in God. And so let's continue to do that. But also, because the potter does feel that there are those issues and faults and sins in the clay, also want just to have a little moment to really confess those also to God as well. Because we know that as a church and as human beings, we do have that. So I just want to have a moment where we can just close our eyes. And I want to affirm this body about the basics of faith that we have, that we do believe, and that we do know God. And also the grace of opportunity for confession and to work in our hearts the hard spots and turn them soft again. Lord, we thank you so much for your grace. We thank you so much that as a potter's hand does not leave the clay as it's being worked on the wheel, that you would never leave us, that your hand would be on our life as it turns, as it cycles on this earth, as the earth turns around the sun, and as the sun turns around the galaxy. These cycles, these moments, these opportunities where you're working us, Lord Jesus. Thank you that there is a refiner's fire, a clearing of the dross. We pray that we would also continue to not look at circumstance, to not look at distractions, but continue to be fixed on you. And those hard spots in our heart, those parts which need reworking, Lord Jesus, those sins, we confess them to you. Let's just take a moment. Lord, I am the first to confess that I have not kept all your statutes, nor have kept my ways holy, that I have frequently retreated from the narrow path that you've provided for us and shirked away from the light. I confess that to you, and I confess that before my brothers and sisters. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that in every area, every way, your light would shine. And we turn from those things which prevent us from your original intent. And we thank you, Lord, that you rework us into those areas of purposefulness and usefulness, and that, Lord, you do, in your wisdom, cause for a second intention, maybe a third, maybe a fourth, as much as in your wisdom you need out of us who are clay. In Genesis 2, we know that we were shaped from the soil of the ground. Chemically speaking, whatever is in a clay pot is the same as whatever is in us. And that you did work us, and you created our heart, and you created our souls. And we offer them up to you. We pray that our faith would remain deeply rooted. An anchor, Lord Jesus, an anchor. And we thank you for the many blessings and the love and just the plans and purpose that you have for us. Because also as a church, we're being worked as a body and we're being shaped. Thank you, Lord, so much for all your grace and all your love. And it's your name we pray. Amen.